Good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, read to you by the voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Kostas Kyriakakis, and by myself, Hercules Economou. Today, we'll be visiting the suburbs of the working people as they were set to music by a renowned composer in 1980. Welcome on board Greek Music Express. Our destination, the album Popular Suburbs by Ilias Andriopoulos.
Βραδιά που κάει και η Σμύρνη έφυγες καράβι τσακισμένο και έχει τώρα η φωνή σου μείνει ματωμένη πάνω στο Αιγαίο και έχει τώρα η φωνή σου μείνει ματωμένη πάνω στο Αιγαίο. Τα νιάτα, τα ρεπετικά μας μες στη στράτα ξέρναν τη φωνή της εργατιάς κι αναστέναζ όλος ο δουλειάς κι αναστέναζ όλος ο δουλειάς. Σαν παραπονιάρικο ταξίμι είναι το τραγούδι σου σταγιάζει κι όπως το σκυλί στο καλτερίμι η φωνή σου κλαίει κι αναστενάζει κι όπως το σκυλί στο καλτερίμι η φωνή σου κλαίει κι αναστενάζει. Πληγώνανε τα νιάτα τα ρεπετικά μας μες στη στράτα ξέρναν τη φωνή της εργατιάς κι αναστέναζ όλος ο δουλειάς κι αναστέναζ όλος ο δουλειάς.
Popular Suburbs is a collection of songs written by Michalis Bourboulis, composed by Ilias Andriopoulos, and performed by Sotiria Bellou. It was released in 1980, and today it is considered one of the indisputable classics of the Greek 80s for a number of reasons. The lyrics of Bourboulis told the stories of the everyday working people and mentioned underprivileged neighborhoods, expressing the popular demand for a more just society. The voice of Bellou added a very powerful folk identity to the project, connecting it with the previous decades and the tradition of rebetiko and popular song, and Andriopoulos offered some of his finest and most original and memorable melodies.
Ένα βραδάκι, τέρμα καρνό. Ένα μάθεις στην πλατεία πάθεις, έλα να μάθεις στη ζωή περνώ. Έλα να κάτσεις δίπλα μου να γράψεις ένα βραδάκι θέμα χαρνό. Έλα να μάθεις στην πλατεία πάθεις, έλα να μάθεις στη ζωή περνώ.
In his memoirs, Andriopoulos wrote the following about the album. My music for popular suburbs shifts into the realm of folk song to praise the underprivileged of the popular neighborhoods and to depict sounds and images from their lives. Back then, Pérama, Nikia, Taburia, Korydallos, Drapetsona, Peristeri and Piraeus were not as they are today. When in 1968, as a young boy, I left the bright valleys of my village for Athens in order to study, I worked at the BP Petroleum Products plant in Pérama, where I experienced another world that I had never imagined. It was the world of the popular suburbs.
Μεταξουργείο σβήσανε τα φώτα, έπεσε σκοτάδι κι εγώ κρύωνα. Και το κλαμάκισα μες στα συνεργεία τα σιδεροφρύωνα. Κι όλα ξεχασμένα παραπεταμένα τα άφησες εχθές και έγινε η Ελλάδα όπως τους πατάρι το παλιό περτές και έγινε η Ελλάδα όπως τους πατάρι το παλιό περτές. Τώρα το φεγγάρι σαν το σκουπιδιάρι σάρωσε αγάπες κι αμαρτήματα. Κι ο βραχνάς κουρνιάζει σαν το νυχτοπούλι μες τα παραπήγματα. Κι όλα ξεχασμένα μένα, τα άφησες εχθές και έγινε η Ελλάδα όπως τους πατάρι το παλιό περτές και έγινε η Ελλάδα όπως τους πατάρι το παλιό περτές.
A grey image in a soft fog covered all the movement of this world. Weary faces, moving around in order to make a living, dark factories, dusty streets and squares, buses that gasped from one bus stop to the other, poverty and abandonment summarized in me a long complaint and an inconsolable despair. This melancholic stillness is brilliantly captured in the painting by Hariklia Mitaras on the cover of the album. Until then, having grown up in a free rural environment, I felt the difficulties of life in a different way, because these were compensated and neutralized by the beauty of nature and the abundant light of the Olympian landscape. Here, I was being introduced to another life, to which I found it very difficult to adapt. So, when Bourboulis read me his lyrics, little had changed in these parts of the city, and I had not forgotten anything from those years.
Στις Κεσαριάνες σε βγάζα για Σεργιάνες όμως μας φόρες η ζωή νύχτας του μακριά. Σε μια αίθουσα σκοτεινή φοιτητές δικάζουν την πατρίδα μου πλέον. Δρόμια περνά κόσμος και μας κοιτάζει μια φυλακή ο τόπος μας και μας καταδικάζει. Σε μια αίθουσα σκοτεινή φοιτητές δικάζουν την πατρίδα μου κλαίω εδώ.
Andriopoulos' narration continues. The result was a cycle of songs released in the autumn of 1980. Prior to the release of the album, a concert had been held to introduce the songs to the public at the stadium of Nea Smyrni, where Bellew was supposed to sing them. Vasilis Tsitsanis had honored me with his presence, as I was a young composer at the time and was just entering the music industry. The stadium of Panionios Football Club in Nea Smyrni was full. The concert took place around September 15. After a while, the album Popular Suburbs was released.
Απ' τη μάντρα την παλιά και μες στο σκοπευτηρίο μου δώσες τρίαντα φιλό κι ο χάρος για πατηρίο μου δώσες τρίαντα φιλό κι ο χάρος για πατηρίο. Σ' αυτή τη χώρα έζησα πάντα κυνηγημένος απ' τους δικούς μου ορφανούς κι από τους φίλους ξένους, από τους δικούς μου ορφανούς κι από τους φίλους ξένους. Βουλιάζουν τα τραγούδια μου και πνίγονται τα λόγια. Είμαστε αδέσποτα σκυλιά στη κλούβα κάποιου. Είμαστε αδέσποτα σκυλιά στη κλούβα κάποιου πόγια. Σ' αυτή τη χώρα έζησα πάντα κυνηγημένος, απ' τους δικούς μου ορφανούς κι από τους φίλους ξένους. Απ' τους δικούς μου ορφανούς κι από τους φίλους ξένους.
By Christmas, the album had not reached any commercial success, and perhaps for a good reason. At the Panionios concert, Bellu got nervous, forgot the words and the melodies, and sang just one song. I had an extended folk orchestra. There were about 17 instruments, and they played the pieces instrumentally. As a result, people didn't respond positively. It was an audience of 15,000 people, and such an audience creates a certain dynamic, either positive or negative. As the outcome at the concert was not what they had expected, they refrained from buying the album. However, the radio started playing the songs, and at the start of 1981, the album started to take off commercially.
Αφήνω ακυβέρνητη στη θάλασσα. μιλά. Δεν μπορώ το αίμα μου να δίνω σε μια άρρωση συνέχεια πατρίδα.
In terms of interpretation, the female choir intervenes, softening and sweetening the atmosphere and perhaps adding a dimension of optimism and anticipation to the dark universe of the album. Still, the rough voice of Sotiria Bellou is the dominant element. In Popular Suburbs, she found a fertile ground to unfold instinctively her rebetical memories, and part of the album's success is rightly attributed to her. Andriopoulos emphasizes this. Bellou's performance was catalytic, overwhelming. In the mature years of her life, she had established simultaneously the dramatic and the tragic element in her performances. In my own work, and in the work of other colleagues of the younger generation, you realize that her voice could break rocks and could break hearts too.
Τα σπίτια είναι χαμηλά.
With the suburbs as the backdrop for a drama performance, the album narrates the harsh everyday life of the working class, bringing to the surface social groups that until then were ignored by the official Greek state in its post-Civil War authoritarian version. Bourboulis' universe is dark, realistic, concrete. His stories unfold in the streets, the neighborhoods, the blacksmith shops, the car repair shops, the construction sites, the derelict houses, the steel plants. These are spaces of collective presence, residence and employment. It is through these spaces that the working class confirms its existence as a class, as a group, as a collectivity that transcends the sum of its individual members.
Μες στα προάστια περνούν βαριά λεωφορεία κι όταν βραδιά στη βροχή. Μες στις ταβέρνες τις μικρές και μες στη φασαρία με ένα κρασί μου ζητάγες να ζήσω τη ζωή. Με ένα κρασί μου ζητάγες να ζήσω τη ζωή. Στη σκόνη στα γιαπιά και με στα συνεργεία δεν έχει γέλιο και χαρά, δεν έχει Κυριακή. Και σε θυμά με στις στοές εκεί στη Γερμανία να χάνονται τα νιάτα μας μακριά στη ξενική. Να χάνονται τα νιάτα μας μακριά στη ξενική. Λασπωμένες γειτονιές και στα καλυβουργία με δακρυπεύει η ζωή στη βαρδιά στη φωτιά και σε θυμάμαι δίπλα μου εκεί στην εξορία να μου μιλάς πως έρχεται καλύτερη γενιά. Να μου μιλάς πως έρχεται καλύτερη γενιά.
A paradox is also implied in the album, that the working class exists within the city, in the suburbs, in the neighborhoods, in the workplaces, but is largely absent from the basic fields of political life. At the same time, images of exile and imprisonment pop up here and there in the album. This too is a sign that the lyricist retains his historical memory and sees a historical continuity between what the radical left-wing people suffered after the Civil War and what the working population experienced after the fall of the 1974 dictatorship. There is something unfulfilled here, a timeless demand that cuts across successive generations.
Κάποιο βράδυ το όνειρό μου έκανε μαύρα παλιά κι άρχισε να ψιλοβρέχει πέραμα και πόνι. και δε μου ρίξε ένα βλέμμα μέσα σίδερα δικό. Ρίχνω ουρανός χαλάσει, βρέχει ο κόσμος αδικό. Ρίχνω ουρανός χαλάσει, βρέχει ο κόσμος αδικό. Όταν φεύγει το φεγγάρι και φυσά ψηλός βοριάς, σκοτεινιάζει στα ταμπούρια και βουρκώνει ο Πειραιάς. Σκοτεινιάζει στα ταμπούρια και βουρκώνει ο Πειραιάς. Και δε μου ρίξε ένα βλέμμα μέσα σίδερα δικό. Βρέχει ο κόσμος αδικό. Ρίχνω ουρανός χαλάσει, βρέχει ο κόσμος αδικό.
At the same time, the album leaves the window open for new developments, for progress, for hope. Inside the garages and the blacksmith shops, there is room for a better young generation and a better Sunday to come. And indeed, something started to change in the first half of the 1980s in Greece, with a new social democratic government and with measures such as the recognition of the national resistance, the relative democratization of the state and institutions such as the trade unions and the university, and expansionary economic policies that stimulated demand and improved the living standards of the popular strata. But this does not mean that the people of the popular suburbs actually received what they deserved. The transformation of the Greek society was limited, and the vindication of the residents of those suburbs was short-lived.
Μια φορά και στην ακροναφία σε βρήκα που ζωγραφίζε στο στήθος σου πιο πλοία. Δεν ήταν που τα σίδερα σου κλείναν τον αγέρα, ήταν που τέλειωνε η ζωή μέρα με την ημέρα. Δεν ήταν που τα σίδερα σου κλείναν τον αγέρα, ήταν που τέλειωνε η ζωή μέρα με την ημέρα. Κατά δική κι αντάρτες. δεν ήταν που τα σίδερα σου κλείναν τον αγέρα. Ήταν που τελειώνε η ζωή μέρα με την ημέρα. Δεν ήταν που τα σίδερα σου κλείναν τον αγέρα. Ήταν που τελειώνε η ζωή μέρα με την ημέρα.
Interestingly, social critique coexists with multiple references to the country, the motherland, and the nation. The voice of the working woman is remembered alongside the burning of Smyrna, while garages and chainsaws go hand in hand with comments about the country in general. The references to the national context are constant. It is the context within which the web of social contradictions described in the album unfolds. In other words, the popular suburbs want to heal the post-Civil War wound once and for all. The demand of the songs is the definitive healing of this wound, the real reconciliation through the recognition and glorification of the defeated ones, the oppressed. It is midnight and the windows are struck by wind and rain. The bedroom is freezing cold. The words are bitter. And tomorrow a hard work day is awaiting us. It is past midnight in the poor, forgotten suburbs.
Σαν μεσάνυχτα και τα παραθύρια δεν μια γεράτια. στην κάμαρα λόγια πικραμένα κι αύριο με ροκάμα το σκληρό. Κι αύριο με ροκάμα το σκληρό. Προάστια φτωχά ξεχάσουνε ένα. Προάστια λαϊκά πικράμε ένα.
The successful recipe of the Andriopoulos Bellu connection was repeated in 1985 with the album Foreign Doors, this time with lyrics written by Manos Eleftheriou. However, I'm afraid that this album did not stand the test of time, probably because the melodies of Andriopoulos here are less remarkable and also because things had started to change, socially, culturally and aesthetically. Still, one finds interesting songs like the following one.
Έπεσε βροχή κι αγεράς μες στην τραπετσόνα μου, που είσαι φίλε να γλυκάνεις τα πικρά τα χρόνια μου. Πού είσαι φίλε να γλυκάνεις τα πικρά τα χρόνια μου. Όπως οι παλές εικόνες κλαίνε στον καημό μπροστά, έτσι κλαίει η ζωγραφιά σου δίπλα μου καμιά φορά. Έπεσε βροχή κι αγερά καμένα αισθήματα, κι όσοι πίστεψαν στον κόσμο γίνανε τα θύματα.
In 1994, Andriopoulos pioneered the use of symphonic orchestras for the live performance of songs with his concert at the Odeon of Herodes Atticus. He notes the following: "When this concert was proposed to me, I felt that the time had come to put into practice some of my ideas concerning the progress of my music, which had been troubling me a lot lately. The most important thing for me was that in order to realize my goals, I had a great big orchestra and a good choir at my disposal. Back then, I sensed that something had to change in order to get out of the confines of singing. Besides, the path that singing had begun to take in Greece did not suit me. I thought that my own personal cycle had closed and that I had to open myself to new sound areas. Next, Alcestis Protopsaltis sings live The Wind in the Streets, originally included in the Popular Suburbs album. Greece's most renowned composer, Mikis Theodorakis, has said the following about Andriopoulos. I have associated the music of Lias Andriopoulos with the Greek landscape. When I first listened to it, I was immediately struck by its melodic inspiration as it blended fittingly with the view of the Blue Sea, the island of Aegina, and the Peloponnese. Andriopoulos remained simple, direct, lyrical. His music flows like the transparent water of a spring. And following the tradition of the 1960s, he did not remain indifferent as far as the fate of our country was concerned. He saw his effort as a contribution to the larger struggle of our people to win a better life.
ασθένας όλος ο δουλειάς.
I'm afraid that today's journey, the album Popular Suburbs, has come to an end, and it is time to kiss you goodbye with an instrumental bouzouki version of the song At Metaxurgio with bouzouki soloist Kostas Papadopoulos. From our sound engineer, Kostas Kyriakakis, and from myself, Hercules Economou, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.